Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Uncensored Podcast. I'm your host, Carter Haas, here with your co-host,
Adam Wickel.
And we are here with some very special guests, some newly crowned state champions.
Boy Kinnear,
J.C. Wilson,
Luke Sasser,
Gabe Mangus,
Brady McEnany.
And we're going to talk about their journey to state this year and all the obstacles they had to overcome and just stuff like that. So we're going to get into it first with Mr. Sasser. So, Luke, your junior year, you were a running back, but this year you made the switch over to a wide receiver. What was it like making that switch, and what were like some big differences and obstacles you had to overcome making that switch?
I'd say the biggest obstacle was the difference in blocking. There's a lot different blocking from running back to wide receiver. I still caught the ball out of the backfield a lot last year, so that aspect didn't really change. And just the pace of the game changed at receiver.
Mm-hmm. So, like, what were your thoughts when, like, Zane took over at quarterback and you weren't going to have, and Hepburn wasn't throwing it to you anymore, and that whole change happened?
Zane practiced with us all summer, so we got a good feel for it pretty early on. And we all had a lot of confidence in him. He's a dog, so.
What was your biggest challenge this season for you?
My biggest challenge this season.
Love to hear it. So, how did Mark affect you on and off the field?
Mark's my boy. He inspired me. I put my heart up for Mark. Put it all on the line for him.
Mm-hmm. So, like, how have, like, past teammates and, like, past teams just made you better as a player to, like, get you ready for your senior year?
They had good leadership, showed us how to act, showed us what to do, and just model our game after them and carry on the legacy of Trinity.
Mm-hmm. And last question for you, what does it mean to keep it lemon, and how do you use that as your everyday, like, lifestyle?
If you know, you know, you gotta keep it lemon, spread the lemon.
Alright, we're going to Mingus. So, who's a teammate from, like, past teams that's left a real big impact on you?
I'd say probably Cole Wickler. Last year he was, like, our leader, and he was the one that always made us go last year.
And that's how he was on the lacrosse team. Cole's a good guy. Yeah. So what was like, probably your most important lesson you got out of Trinity and Trinity football?
Well, walking into Trinity after our freshman year, the senior team dominated, so I was thinking, like, oh, we're Trinity, we're going to run over everybody, but we learned real quick that it's not just going to be handed to us, we're going to have to work for it.
And then, so obviously it's your senior year, done with high school football, what's the college looking like?
Probably just going to go to Kentucky.
Just going to Kentucky, you know, all right. So, going to that Frederick Douglass game, one hell of a game, good win. That high pressure, it's like that fourth down against Frederick Douglass, what's kind of going through your mind? How are you thinking? Like, how are you handling those situations?
I was pretty confident. I mean, we've been in those positions all year long. We play good teams every week. So, but on the fourth down, I'd say, I mean, we just pushed them back 15 yards. So all we could do was just not let them score.
Mm-hmm. So now we're going to go over to Mr. McEnany, the two-time state champion. So, you know, what was the biggest difference between the 2020 team and this year's team?
Well, the 2020 team, I mean, I was just long snapping at that time. I was really nervous, you know, youngest guy on the team. So I didn't really talk much and everything. I didn't have a huge role versus the senior year, where I was playing defense too, so kind of had a bit of a bigger role and had to step up and lead a lot more. And it just meant a lot more to win that one versus the freshman year one.
So So what was your like your favorite game you ever played in, like throughout your career?
Favorite game? Probably junior year versus Center Grove at home. That was an electric game. Obviously they were on their 30 game win streak and nobody really gave us a chance to win that game, but we just went out there and battled all game and ended up getting it done in overtime.
So now you're 2-3, you just lost to Mill, and then you're going into Pride Week against St. X. How did you use that game as like a turning point to go on the 10 game win streak and really change the season around?
Well, we finished the game at Mail strong, very slow start, we're getting killed, and then offense starts coming together, defense starts making some stops, blocking punts, everything started to click, but we just couldn't quite finish it, and I think everybody was looking around very mad at how we played that game because we could have played the whole game like we did at the end, but we didn't. And what better way to start a win streak than against your rival at Cardinal Stadium? So I think we were very motivated for that game.
So how did it make you feel that your position group led 6A in sacks and interceptions?
It's really good to see because I know everybody came to practice hungry every week because we wanted to go out and win the ring, and nobody was goofing off. We were having fun, but we were still working hard. And I know everybody played a role in the sacks, every D lineman, every linebacker, even some safeties when they weren't whiffing, same up.
So, Coach Fox, he actually went to KHSAA with the math formula for the RPI and found an error that they made, which helped move us up in the RPI rankings. What does that like show about Coach Fox for you as like a leader and a coach?
Coach Fox has been my guy ever since I met him sophomore year, and I know he would do anything. He would do anything for us. We'd do anything for him. And he really wanted us to win, especially because we hadn't won the past 2 years, and he did not want this senior class to go out without one. So I think he was really motivated this year, watching extra film, doing whatever he can, pointing things out to make sure we were ready for every single game.
All right, we're going on to JC now. So, going into this season, what were your expectations for yourself?
During the summer, me and Brady, we did a lot of going both ways. And then I just kind of ended up being the lone guy going both ways. But I expected myself to kind of start, and I got a little bit complacent, I'd say. Didn't start the first 10 games of the season. Still played my role, still did my part, but I mean, I expected a lot out of myself, but there was a lot of adversity and stuff I had to go through.
I know we talked about this a little bit before. So one of your guys' teammates wasn't able to be on the team the whole year. So what was that like, getting that news and kind of figuring out you're going to have to step up and take that role?
It was kind of a shock. It was obviously kind of like, we're this deep, why are you doing that now, especially, you know, just the situation of how it happened. Yeah. But I'd been with practicing outside linebacker all June, and it was just more just got to get back into it, and it's playoffs now, just got to step up and take that role.
All right, now we got a little, what's seven way?
Dude, I don't know, I just switched my number, and I just put way at the end of it, and I just started posting on my spam story, and it just kind of stuck. And I just switched my number because like my uncle, he has a lot of like receiving records in Virginia and stuff, and he wore seven. Then I just think it looks cool, so there.
So yeah, no. So next year, I mean, we're losing a lot of seniors, especially on defense. So what's the defense looking like for next year? What are your expectations for them?
Going to be really young. I know for sure we're going to have three guys with a lot of experience, me, Bailey Vance, and Sekou. I think it's going to take a little bit to kind of get everybody to step up and kind of realize, like, we don't have any, we don't have Brady to step, we don't have Gay, we don't have Lincoln or Dane. Like, it's our turn. Like, we have to make the plays now and can't rely on anyone else. And if people are going to step up, they're going to step up, and some of them are going to fall behind.
So now we're going to take it over to our offensive lineman, Mr. Kinnear. So I interviewed Clint a couple times this year, and he really gave the offensive line, like, a lot of credit for, like, what he was able to do. So, like, What was it like being able to block for a guy like Clint?
Clint's my dog, you know, day in and day out. Love that dude. I practice every day. He's with us 90% of the time. So, yeah, I know Clint pretty well, and it's fun to block for him.
So, what were your like, individual goals going into the season?
Rush for over, get Clint over 1,000 yards.
That did happen.
Try to lead the state in rushing yards. We didn't get that done. But, I mean, just to dominate the run game overall, rely on us. And we don't need the pass game. We can just stick to the run.
So, like, going – so, like, getting hurt, like, in the, like, later end of the season, like, what was, like, the first thought, like, that came to your head, like, when you did go down?
I mean, it just – it hurt pretty bad, but, like, it wasn't that bad, so I knew I was going to be able to come back a little bit later on, but it sucked. But, I mean, it was a good stretch to miss because we didn't play the best teams besides St. X. That was a bad one to miss. But it sucked to miss all that time, but it was fun to get back and get the ring.
Yeah. So I'm going to take it back to Brady now. So what would you say makes a good long snapper? And, like, why is a long snapper, like, really important, like, to have?
Well, I think luckily for me, I played another position, so I could get down. I could get down there and cover, and try to make the returner either fair catch it or make a tackle if he didn't want to fair catch it. I'm not the fastest guy, but I got a little bit more speed than just guys that just long snap. So it's pretty good there. And if I need to block, I can stay in, and I'm quick with my steps to get back. So if I need to do that and stay in and help, if they're bringing a big rush, and I can do that too.
So, Luke, you were also a primary holder for Mr. J.D. Maddox when he got in. Yeah. What was it like, you know, placing down those kicks and making sure that the laces were out for him?
Holders not that bad, especially you got a guy like Brady. You put it on the money every time. Mm-hmm. But, J.D., you just put it on the tee, you'll get it there. His nickname is Ted Lasso. He's a Ted Lasso fan. So he knows his way around the ball.
So we're going to bring it back to Gabe now. So, Gabe, what was it? This was a down year, like, statistically, but because you had a lot more, like, depth at, like, different positions, and you still had a lot of interceptions. Like, what was it like having that good of a secondary this season, not being able to, like, be, like, locked down and, like, force other quarterbacks to, like, make bad decisions?
It was way more fun this year. We had way more turnovers this year. And we could tighten up the coverage because I knew that we always had help over top. So it was awesome, like, always just, like, even if we looked a step behind, we always had a safety playing deep over top.
Mm-hmm. So when Mr. Waffle House, Dane Morrow, when he went down with his when he got suspended because of some interesting, like, turn of events that happened, what was, like, the energy going into, like, that second half, like, when he had just gotten ejected from the game?
That second half, mainly we were just, like, everybody play smart, just play through the whistle, because things were starting to get chippy, and we knew that Ford had to go out there and play, so, I mean, we trusted him. I mean, it's not like we were playing the greatest competition that game either, so.
So, you know, losing to St. X twice in a row, like, going into that third and final game of your career, how much more, like, did you guys, like, put in that week to, like, make sure you weren't going to go out, like, with a loss against them, like, at Cardinal?
Yeah, we were for sure. We were coming off a loss to Mayo, so we were even more fired up. But we knew that we had the talent to beat them. I don't know if we knew that we were going to beat them that bad, but we knew going into it that we should still win that game. Meant a lot more knowing that it's your senior year. It could have been our last one against them, so I know at least all the seniors were fired up for sure.
So it's not like a question for all of you, but, like, you know, Coach Cobby, it was obviously under a little bit of fire coming into the season because, like, those last 2 years were obviously, like, not up to Trinity standard. But, like, how good did it feel to finally, like, get Coach Cobb that ring that as a head coach this time?
It's not his first ring.
Like his first one as the head coach.
It was a great feeling. You preach and finish all year. We were able to do that for him, get the job done with him.
Yeah, he's a guy that had our backs ever since we were sophomores. And so we really just wanted to return the favor and make sure that everybody shut up about this Coach Cobb's a terrible coach thing, because they don't know anything and we know that he's a great coach. And so we really wanted to get him this ring, and I'm happy we did.
Yeah, it just felt good to know that we finished the job after, like, back to the mail game when there was people in the stands screaming, like, you're done, you're getting fired, get someone else. And we go and we beat St. X and everybody was back on his side, and then we finished it up.
Mm-hmm. So I think this year the bracket was a little one-sided. Was there anyone you guys would have wanted in state?
Male.
100%. You know, I kind of figured male.
Definitely would have liked to play them again. We weren't happy the way we played them the first time, so another shot would have been fun.
Yeah. Marshall Stadium this year, just come back.
So, Luke, are you going to play football anywhere else, or is your football career wraps?
I don't know. I'm still weighing my options out. We'll have to see how this offseason goes and see where my head's at with it.
Are you going to take Mark wherever you go? Like, wherever you go, yeah. Mark going to go?
He's coming with me. It's a duo. It's a package duo.
He's going to film?
Yeah. He's great filming.
911 dial Mark, he's always there. So, you know, like, this being, like, you guys' senior year, like, were you guys happy with the support, like, with, like, turnouts that you guys got at games, or did you expect, like, a little more, like, turnout from fans, like, at each game?
I thought the turnouts were pretty good. The student sections were always rocking. You could hear some of the things they were saying. I don't want to single anyone out, but Andrew Sosnowski, that kid, yeah, he would get in the opponent's heads, that's for sure. He was saying some things that probably can't be repeated. But, yeah, I loved the turnout. It was always a great atmosphere, and everybody was cheering loud. So we knew we had the 12th man, the sideline, on our side.
Shout out Lincoln Mitchell.
This year at the first St. X Trinity game was the largest Trinity student session ever recorded. I think we had three whole sessions filled up with a bunch of screaming teenagers. It was awesome.
Yeah, I'd say the games that we needed the most, they showed out for it. Like, it doesn't really affect us when we're not playing like better competition, but like the Frederick Douglass and the St. X's, whenever we're playing them in the playoffs, having them very loud is a lot more. And as you saw in the state game, Carson Modlin, they got their fair share.
They help us win those games 100%.
I think it shows when we first played Frederick Douglass on that Saturday, there was nobody there compared to when we played them in the playoffs. It was bad.
We need it next year.
So you got, you two go to Bryan Station, then to Frederick Douglass to open the season next year. So that should be a pretty interesting first two games to start the year.
Yeah. Like I said, we're going to be young, but, I mean, got to grow up. I mean, just got to figure it out. Yeah, we'll get it done, though.
Yeah. We're gonna take care of business, as usual. The defenders, we gotta get that taste out of our mouths over there.
Yeah, so, still got bad rap when we go down there, so.
Man, I still love the Career Journal posts from the state game. I think they're awesome. I was reading through them the other day, sitting in physics, and I mean I know y'all preached it, and that just goes to show. But like, the student sections this year,
awesome.
They were like nothing else.
Yeah,
I mean,
even lacrosse, that Frederick Douglass game.
Oh, like, I mean, going back to that first game, I think that game's Friday night.
We win that game.
Y'all are taking them.
Yeah.
I think y'all are taking them 100% when you play them Friday night. But, I mean, from, the lacrosse standpoint, I've said this before, a lot of those games, I guess, you know, it's Kentucky lacrosse. It's not the biggest thing in the world. No one really comes to the games, but I mean, we play St. X anywhere we go. I mean, there's guys there, and you can tell the difference in the game, 100%. But I think that's just one. I mean, that's the big thing with Trinity, though. It's that you understand rivalry. We understand these big games. Like, people are going to get there, and whether you like the people on the team or not, you're going to cheer your ass off for them.
So, Luke, if you've followed Luke on TikTok, obviously he's quite the chef, making some dishes such as hardtack and commissionary stew.
Yeah.
What goes into, like, making dishes like that and, like, making them quality and, like, good to eat?
Well, I always have my co-chef with me, Carson Waddle. We do it back and forth, but it's always fun. You always have to have a good meal before a game, so cooking is a big part of that. It's a big part of my prep.
What's your favorite thing to cook?
Spaghetti, probably.
You make good spaghetti?
Yeah, I like spaghetti.
So,
do you like spaghetti, Carter?
I do like spaghetti. Do you guys have any questions for us? This is your time. It's your turn to ask us any questions you guys got.
Yeah, Wick, are you excited for the upcoming lacrosse league?
Oh yeah.
On the topic of sports.
Yeah, I think we've got a good group this year. Last year I think was probably like numbers wise and peoples wise was probably our best chance to win state. But that was an incredible St. X team. Just the guys that had those seniors, the were amazing, but at the same time, our seniors, Andrew Welch, Chandler Newton, Jack McKernan, Robbie Lindsay, I mean, those are all a bunch of dogs. They're all just a bunch of guys that can go out there and they're going to play as hard as they can. This year will be rough. We lost a lot of defense. So we're going to be young. We've got some decent freshmen coming in. Still, they're a little shaky, but there's a couple of guys coming in that I think they're starting to get a feel for it, and we just got to get them used to varsity ball, get them out of that grade school, that grade school mindset, and I think we'll be good.
Grow up a little bit, yeah?
Yeah, I think we'll be good.
All right.
Carter Haas, January, whatever, at St. X. We're Bellingham. 24 seconds left on the clock. We have the ball. Dre Bassett calls you on the court. There's a wet spot. How are you feeling? What's your emotions?
You just gotta like control yourself. It's like, you know, you have the student section screaming your name, like, because you can't get rattled under pressure, man. It's like, because you have to just, you know, three mops run off the floor. Like, you just gotta like get in there and do your job, man. It's like what Dre does. It's like he gets in there, he'll drop 40, goes home, plays Fortnite, gets the job done. It's like
stand on business, would you say?
Yeah, stand on business.
Carter, I'm with you. Are you gonna carry on the Money Man legacy next year?
I think I will carry on the Money Man legacy now that Luke is gone, because someone's got to carry on that legacy. And I think I've learned in Luke's ways from like how to keep it lemon and just how to like his cooking has taught me. And I think I can just carry on that legacy.
What was it like for y'all in the student section?
It was fun. I mean, there were a lot of times where we all fell to the ground because we tackled each other a lot of the time. Our disciplinarians were kind of lame at times. They would always yell at us, especially in that second game at St. X, where we could not say anything to a lot of people in yellow. We got yelled at. But I will say, being able to run that Instagram for y'all was actually like really fun, just to like be on the field at times, like just film some games and stuff like that. It was all just like some really fun stuff, just like to help promote you guys as a team and just get it out there.
You did a good job on that Instagram.
Thanks, man.
Happy birthday, Clint Sansbury.
All right, you line out wide. You look across from me and it's Caleb Ricks.
Oh,
you get a go now. What's the result?
Well, we all know he's an ankle tackler as it is, so I'm just going to hit him on a post corner, toe tap sideline. I'm going to hit it with a... I might not look like the fastest, but like I'll be able to use my physicality and just like, you know, get around him and then be able to... He'll be diving on my ankles by the time the ball's already there.
Gonna rip the sluggo route?
Yeah.
Are we thinking the flying burrito with the chops?
Oh yeah, the flying burrito with the chops. Put me on special teams, and if he's down there, bro, it's over.
Adam, I got a scenario for you.
Let's hear it.
What if you're playing defensive back and you're lined up against J.C. Wilson? What are the results?
I mean, we've seen it before. I'm running through his ass.
Speaking of football, any chance you join the football team again?
Ooh, I don't know. I know Krutt, DeSensi, and Ford, they tell me every single day, they're like, listen, man, like senior year, you got to make the comeback. Yeah, you know, we're on a line right now. We don't know about that one quite yet.
What position did you play?
Well, outside linebacker. Freshman year, baby. Coach Surface was my damn nightmare. I'll never forget Antoine tried to play tight end for the first 2 weeks. Oh my goodness. And I would get chewed out by Surface because I couldn't keep Twan on the line. And I would look at him and I was like, Twan would like get outside of me. I was like, I mean, I don't know what you want me to do. He's triple my size.
So, JC, you finally broke the tie with Johnny Leith for touchdown receptions. Because you were tied 1-1 for freshman year. You finally broke the tie. How did that feel to break that tie?
Honestly, considering we were down 34-0 at Center Grove, didn't really feel like I even scored a touchdown. But, I mean, it was cool, you know. I'm one catch, one touchdown, no drops. So, I'm 100%. I don't know what else to say.
Gabe, who'd you say was the biggest clown on the team? The guy that, like, kept everyone just, like, laughing, having fun, like, on the bus rides?
It's a player. I don't know if he even tried to be, but just some of the stuff he says. Probably Drew Davis. The stuff he says just makes you wonder where his head's at. I'd say Coach, though. I'd say Coach Will and Coach Irv. They always kept the vibe, yeah.
What are your opinions, Gabe, on junior safety Will Ford?
I did ask him in an interview what he thought about you. One word to describe you: cute.
Yeah, that sounds a lot like him. I'm not sure where he stands with that kind of stuff. Nice year for football. I mean, he's got the speed. He's got to learn how to tackle. But, I mean, if he wants to grow up, he definitely could.
Yeah, I mean, I think Will is like. He has that baseball, like, center, like, that outfielder speed, just be able to, like, read. I feel like if he get able to read a defense, he might be able to, like, have a good role. But, like, that's an if for him. I've had him in class a couple times. So, if that happens, then... So, Brady, if you follow Coach Fox on Twitter, he was very happy when you finally got an interception that you didn't drop in the same next game. How did that feel to be able to finally pull one in and just...
Well, junior year, I didn't have a single pick, and it was kind of demoralizing, and taking it all the way to the playoffs, but I mean, if it was going to happen in any two games, I would have wanted it to be the St. X game and the Frederick Douglass game, because those were two big games. And
you had one sit, didn't you?
No.
Dane did.
But yeah, it was two really good games to get one, so I was happy about that.
What about your iconic pick six? Sophomore year,
you know, right out the gate, I was me and BK in the student section. We see pretty magically, like a glove.
I was electric.
Got it right through.
It was a little scary, obviously. It was my first game, so I didn't know, like, would I be able to hang with these guys, and then that kind of boosted my confidence a little bit. So that was really nice to have.
Does your goatee like add like +10 intimidator factor, like you know, on the field?
It totally does. It gives me like 15 years in age, so I wasn't shaving until we won state, so now it might go soon, but
yeah.
It has.
If anything, it takes 10 on. If you ever eat with anything,
yeah,
he's got
a loosened fill in there sometimes.
I have a question for you, Brady. You said on multiple occasions that you want to take Rayleigh's cheeks and shake them.
Rayleigh's cheeks. Like, how could you not want to? That's my philosophy.
Can you classify like on his face?
Oh, his cheeks on his face. obviously, yeah. He's just a little baby.
I don't know if it's true, but like I've heard that he like or like attracted to Bailey Banks. He's like,
cute all the time. He lives right down there.
Bailey's a very cute kid. You know, absolutely. Yeah. Stud too. Great player.
I think when Brady saw the old district graphic come out, I think he was very excited to see Bailey on it too.
Very excited. Yes.
Yeah, he definitely am.
Love that kid. He'll be a stud next year too.
Mm-hmm. So the tackling leaders came out, and Robert Morrow was number one in tackles on the team. Is that? And then I think you had 71, and then Drew Davis had 82. So how did it feel that you were third on the team and you couldn't catch up to some of your boys?
I mean, yeah, it would have been nice to be up there at the number one or the number two spot, but I think I've made up for it with sacks and TFL.
You did lead the team in 13 half tackles for loss.
Yeah, so that was nice. I think that kind of makes up for it a little bit. But yeah, I would have liked to see a little bit more tackles on the board for sure.
Mm-hmm. So JC, it's third down. You hear Coach Fox screaming about a reverse play coming. What's going through your mind at the line of scrimmage?
Honestly, I mean, we had timeout before that play, didn't we? Or were we just on the field? But I just knew something tricky was coming. We were waiting on it all game, and honestly, like if you watch the film, I was kind of just like sitting back over there, like the entire play was going to the right side of the field, and I started just kind of like jogging, like I wasn't even running, and then I saw him coming back, and like I told the news, I was like, oh, there it is. I know in my head, I was like, oh fuck, if I don't get this, like done, and like I sped up and I grabbed him and I held on to him by like the grace of God because I just threw him. And then, luckily, he didn't put a hand down and get back up and keep going. And that was a fumble, too. And then me, Brady, and Drew all looked like idiots trying to get the ball. It
took us about 30 seconds to
recover. Yeah.
Yeah, thank God you got him. I think our last hope was Brady and...
I had a mean pursuit angle. I did. I think I would have got
him.
I think I actually would have got juked out of my shoes. But it's yeah. The thought that counts that I was there.
It's the thought that counts. Would Coach Cobb say it's the thought that counts if you miss that tackle?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I think I would have been benched for the rest of my career if I didn't make that play.
Could be worse. You could let up like three wheel routes.
Yeah,
out of the backfield. Like,
that's true. Sophomore year, never forget. Ever, never ever forget. Coach Cobb, we go down to Cincy St. X. We're 0-6, and we're about to win the game against the number 10 team in the nation. Guy runs a wheel route that I was supposed to be covering, and he takes it for a touchdown, and Coach Cobb made sure he found me on the sideline and said, if we lose this game, I want you to know it's your fault. So if we lost that game, I don't think I would have ever shown my face at Trinity anymore.
Kellen McLaughlin saved your life, I guess.
Yeah, he did. Big time that game.
Well, you were the long snapper, right? So, like, was that, like, your most, like, important long snap of your career?
Absolutely. By far.
So do you have any offers right now from any schools for being a linebacker or long snapping currently?
No, not really. But I mean, I'm working on getting some film together and getting it out to a bunch of different coaches, and I guess we'll see where the wind blows.
Mm-hmm. So Gabe, on one of your Instagram captions, you said, "If I wanted children, I'd have my own." What do you mean by that?
Yeah, if I want to play with children, I'd have my own. I was just saying, like, Colin said, a bunch of little kids. If I wanted to play with kids, I'd have my own. Just get my point across.
Yeah. So, like, who was the team that you guys just, like, you hated playing against the most? Like, the dirtiest players or just, like, the biggest, like, D-bags that you guys just hated, like, playing against?
I'd say the first game against Frederick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a rough game.
You guys Nate Charles about that one.
Nate Charles was a head kiss.
The line definitely got a little bit chippy, a little handsy.
Yeah.
I think they just thought they had something to prove coming up from 5A, but they can't hang with the big dogs in 6A.
No.
I'd say I don't think it was as bad the second game. I feel like we just got after them. They quit all that shit. So.
Mm-hmm. So, Luke, you had two touchdowns against St. X. And there was an iconic photo of you flipping off the crowd. Were you lucky that you did not get jugged from Randy.
I don't think I flipped off the crowd.
I wore a shirt with it.
No comment.
No comment.
No comment. But, yeah, check your email tomorrow.
Well, so I think that's going to wrap up this episode of the Uncensored Podcast. I'm Carter Haas.
I'm Adam Michael.
Freddie McEnany.
Gabe Mangus.
Luke Sasser.
JC Wilson.
Boy Kinnear.
Thank you for listening.